244 of the Finger Guns Podcast. Oh, we're getting close to 250, aren't we? My name is Vasco. How are you doing today? Thank you very much for joining us. Joining me this week is Kat. Hello.
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 How goes it?
Yeah, goes okay. I'm not as loud as usual because I feel like I've intruded on my own bedroom because my cat has been in here all day, sleeping on the bed, and she looked so unbelievably cute that I was like, oh, sorry, excuse me, oh, sorry, excuse me. And so she's just kind of staring me out right now. She only has one eye, but she's doing a really good job of it. Just kind of being like, you've turned the light on and now you're just talking.
I know what cat that is.
Yes, you do know what cat that is. You've met that cat many a times.
Many a time. Many a time.
Many a times. You'll be perplexed to know that she's a little bit of an indoor cat now.
What?
Yeah. We tried to get her outside, and what she does instead is that she goes to the window and just looks at us through the window. And that's it. That's the extent of going outside that she does. And then she comes back in again.
You are these people.
So.
Why am I in so contrite? What's going on here?
Yeah, literally. But she's like, hee hee, I was there 5 minutes ago. Hee hee. And then she just comes back in. Well, yes, I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm glad she's in a good home.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, just a little tired, you know. With whatnot, I don't know. I'm going to be up late watching the Oscars, so.
Oh, I always catch it tomorrow morning. I do love the Oscars. Cillian Murphy might win an Oscar today. It's first Oscar.
Oh, I think it's a dead on cert, that one.
Yeah.
Robert Downey as well.
Bag. Oh, I do hope Downey gets one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but I'm really looking forward to Ryan Gosling performing. I'm just Ken. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, great.
Righty. Miles Thompson.
Hello there.
Hello there. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you, mate. I'm a little bit tired today because it's been a long week of not quite as much sleep and probably too much Final Fantasy at the same time. So probably self-inflicted, but I'm good, thank you, mate. How are you?
Are you feeling 22 or are you feeling just 1-1?
We'll go 1-1. Okay, I don't know the references. Well, I knew the 22 reference, obviously.
The 22 was a Taylor Swift reference. The 1-1 was a reference to your score this afternoon.
Oh, nice. I didn't actually pick up on that, but well played. I actually watched the game. It was a really fun game to watch.
I heard Liverpool demolish them in the second half, but just didn't get a goal.
Second half, we probably should have had 3 or 4. If Luis Diaz could finish like he could play, he would be an unstoppable machine, but unfortunately he has no finishing ability.
And yeah, I think Liverpool deserved a penalty in the last minute.
But you're glad that we didn't.
I'm delighted. But now the game's over, I can say that was an injustice.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I didn't actually see the very last one. My stream cut out at like the very last second. So I actually didn't get to see it. So I listened to it on the radio. But they were pretty certain that it should have been. So I haven't seen it myself. But
yeah, it was a shocker.
Stinker. Oh, well. Hopefully it'll just make for an exciting title run and we'll win it on the final day.
Oh, I really hope it goes to the final day. Really,
that'd be nice. Yeah, I'd like all three teams in it by the final day. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's done that for a while, so that'd be nice.
Mm.
And finally, Josh Thompson.
Hello.
How you doing, pal?
Yeah, do you know what? I echo everyone else's sentiment of kind of being tired. I feel like we should probably do this podcast vertical. No one will know, right? If we just lie down, talk to each other, grab a blanket or something.
Yeah, by all means.
Yeah, she'll do that.
Yeah. I mean,
Cat probably already is because she's in the bedroom. So I assume that she's probably just like already lying down with the cat on her lap or something.
I mean, I might get to that. We can look up at the stars, sing each other kumbaya, you know.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, get some smalls going.
In the winter period, I'm normally doing the podcast in my hoodie.
Facts. I'm actually in a half hoodie right now, which is my friend's one.
Well, it's a half hoodie.
Basically one that doesn't go down to your knees. It's like a top. It's not official Udi. I do have official Udi, a new one, which is white, which I don't want to wear because I'm too grubby and I eat too many twirls. but half Udi is like when it comes to your waist and it's like, yeah,
it's
like a hood, because it's like a hoodie oodie.
Right. All right. Cool. I like it. Good times. Good times. But all is well with you, Josh, otherwise, apart from the sleepiness.
No, chugging along. Yeah, I was just about to get into my work stuff. I'm promoted at the moment, so
Nice.
it's just a lot more responsibility right now and a lot more late nights, but God, I can't complain. Can't complain.
Nice. What's the big one at the cinema this week? Is it still June?
Not for our area. Wicked Little Letters is doing all right, and I don't
Oh.
think many people would expect that, but yeah, and it looks all right too. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for it or not.
Is he Olivia Colman?
Yeah, and Jess Buckley,
Yeah.
foul-mouthed comedy. Yeah, and it looks pretty decent. I'm not one for period dramas myself or period comedies or whatever, but yeah, I've been really tempted to go see it in the cinema. So yeah.
Nice. I think the last period drama I saw, comedy I saw Olivia Colman in was The Favourite. So I
Yeah.
suppose if it's anything similar, then yeah, it'd be a riot.
God, I'm praying for you, Yorgos, tonight. You'll get something, please, or some poor things will get something, hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully. We'll talk about it probably next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting tonight. I think a lot of things could get a lot of things. The
And
animated one,
some.
I'm going to keep my eye on because it's between Spider-Verse or Heron, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
We'll see. Very exciting. It is exciting. I am way more enthusiastic than I sound about it. I'm just like, yep, Oscars. It's like, oh God, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. just to find out you won Best Picture. Bring it on. Let's do this.
Oh. And Wes Anderson's only Oscar nomination for his short film and not the full-length film that you released last year. But we'll say less about that one
He hasn't got an Oscar, has he?
as well. I can't confirm or deny out off the top of my head. Probably not.
Sure, I read that somewhere. And it'd be ironic as hell that he'd get the Oscar for his short film
Special. Yeah.
and not for Tenenbaums
And
or anything like
Asteroid City came out last year and it's got no recognition.
Wild.
But yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about video games in our game of the week. Kat, you want to kick us off? What was your game of the week?
Well, so I don't really have a game of the week. I think I've had like an amalgamation of Final Fantasy. I mean, I did this thing where I was really proud of myself for being ahead of Miles for like all of one evening for Final Fantasy. And now this dickhead is like five chapters ahead of me just for like whatever reason, because I have like lots to do and I'm procrastinating from this humongous essay I have to write for my PhD. So I've been jumping into Tomb Raider still. I've been in and out of Final Fantasy. I play a lot of Among Us with a friend. And that new map is really cool. I've only just started really playing the new map today. I don't think anything will beat the Skeld, but that's kind of me. I'm kind of like mooshing in and out of stuff. So game of the week is like Among Us slash Final Fantasy slash Tomb Raider. 'Cause I'm still really enjoying Tomb Raider, so
Oh, glad someone is. Nice.
I haven't got past the house yet then, Ross.
It has been removed from my PS5 via remote play.
Oh mate.
I
Do you think
just
you'll go back to it when you have a TV though? Because like
it's not it's
no.
it's
Oh, I just
I
laughed
don't
the
know.
scared up.
It's just the controls. They really drove me up the wall and
Just pretend there's no thumbsticks. That's what you gotta do.
I know you got a D-pad it, I understand, but
I understand, I just
oh,
don't want to.
I just don't want to.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I got so much to play. It's hard.
Oh no, you do, Papa. I know, it's hard, isn't it? Maybe you can
Is
just watch me
hard.
play Tomb Raider instead.
Oh, that sounds
How
like fun.
about?
That sounds fun.
Yeah,
I would
there you
totally do
go.
that.
Oh,
Okay,
you look
Kat
cute.
will be live streaming Tomb Raider very, very soon.
I'd love to, I'd love to. I've always said that. We've said that for years, haven't we? I'd love to set up a little live stream.
Yeah, it
Just
would be neat.
where? Sick. No way. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Miles Thompson, your game of the week.
Yeah, as Kat's alluded to, I've not really played anything else other than Final Fantasy, to be perfectly honest. I'm up to just halfway, over halfway through Chapter 9, and there's some very good moments, particularly as a fan. I'm not going to say any more than that. And yeah, I think the story's starting to develop quite interestingly. And gameplay-wise, it's continued to just be really good fun to play. I think I'm on something like 34, 35 hours, maybe. And I've been clearing every side activity that I can as I've gone along, just because it's just really fun. Like, the rewards aren't always necessarily worth it in and of themselves, but the actual creativity that they put into all these different mini games that you get to play and all the different side activities is really cool. And I like the way it just ties it all together. There's always something to kind of complete, a new battle to do, a new kind of boss to encounter or whatever, and tinkering with your materials to make sure that you've got like the best setup and stuff like that. And the different party members, and the way that they kind of interact with their abilities and stuff, like it's really kind of a really complete game in terms of how much there is to do. And I've kind of spoken about this a couple of times already of I genuinely don't know what this team is going to do for the third one in terms of how they top the amount of stuff that they've crammed into this one. So I'm intrigued to see how that ends up developing as well. But again, the game is absolutely phenomenal. I barely have anything bad to say about it, even at this stage still. And actually, it's starting to kind of build even more with its story that's kind of progressing with. So yeah, I just again fully recommend it. It's pretty much all I've played this week, other than a little bit of FIFA or something like that on the side. It's just so compelling that here I am again talking about it for the third time, I guess, in two podcasts. So yeah, hopefully I'll have something a bit more different for the next podcast, but yeah, fully recommend it. It's just brilliant so far. I know, I'm sorry. It'll be worth it, Roscoe, I promise. It'll be worth it.
I've had the sign off that my flat will be ready tomorrow.
Oh my God.
But the shower just won't work for a couple of days.
That's fine. Final Fantasy can keep you entertained for 2 days. That's all right.
Anyway. All right, lovely stuff. God. I'm actually like the FOMO is just to such a level now. It's so extreme.
You're gonna love it when you finally get to it, I promise.
I'm not giving in. It's been a while. It's I stare at it every time I load up Fortnite and I'm like, yep, I'm good. I gotta
You're
wait.
gonna hold out for the best experience.
I really am. I really am. Josh, what be your game of the week, sir?
So for the past week, I've been playing something that I can't tell anyone about just
Oh,
yet.
awesome.
So I was kind of clambering to find something to play today whilst I'm off. And it's a game that says you own on the PlayStation. So I don't know if you've played it yet or you've just bought it because you like the look of it. Because that game is Ultros.
Ultros, it's on my wish list. I haven't bought it yet.
Oh, interesting. It's probably just notified me that it says that it says you own it, but maybe the wish list thinks you own it. Anyway, Ultros is a LSD infused Metroidvania where the artwork is so vibrant, so colorful, and very trippy. It's done by the guy who did the poster work for Hotline Miami 1 and 2. His name's El Huevo. I think he also did some of the music for this game, if not all of it. And yeah, like I said, it's a Metroidvania, but it's really strange and has this weird science about it because it's set on like, it's called a sarcophagus, and it sounds like it's an area that's like a living planet, but you're inside it, not on top of it. And I don't know who you are yet because I'm so early into the game, but you're a person who's kind of cultivating and defeating these aliens that are on in the map. But the way you defeat them is if you kind of just wail on them with your sword, you will basically obliterate them to the point where you can't use their corpse as like sustenance for yourself. And yeah, so you kill people and you take their parts and you can either eat them or you can plant them in certain gardens across the areas. And it's a really strange way of kind of this back and forth and kind of giving back to this sarcophagus that you're in, and recreating life, but also eating the life and giving back by getting more powers through eating these, because you'll kind of think of it as like skill points. The more you eat, the more you level up, and you can then get more skills that can improve your abilities. And yeah, it's nothing like I've played a Metroidvania before. It's got really interesting control scheme where it feels like almost momentum based and timing based and reactionary based. When I say that, it's like the movement kind of reminds me of Sonic. Now, you don't go as fast as Sonic, but there's this like ebb and flow within the levels where going down kind of speeds you up, and you don't start as fast as you do at the beginning of your run, but you could end up quite fast and you use that to traversal and stuff like that. So it's just got all these really interesting things about it that kind of gives a really fresh perspective on a Metroidvania. So if you've played a bunch and you love them, but you kind of getting bored of the same formulaic stuff, then really give Ultras a try, because it's got amazing review scores across the board, and I can see why now, just from the limited time that I've played with it so far. I can't wait to go back into it and just kind of delve into more of its intricacies, because it's really interesting.
It really does look interesting, and as I said, it's on my wish list. I'm maybe waiting for it to go down a little bit, then I'll jump in, I think.
Yes.
But it's
Yeah.
yeah, it looks great, and like you say, it's got critical acclaim across the board. So excited to check it out, and now I'm even more excited now I've heard you talk about it. So yeah, nice one.
Awesome.
Ultros, it's there waiting for me. I will get there eventually. What's my game of the week? I'm gonna be bored. I'm very, very sorry, guys. My game of the week is obviously Fortnite. The brand new season started this week. Myths and Mortals. So the map has had a fairly significant change, actually. A lot of it's very, very different. And it's just all about, as you can imagine, Greek mythology and all the Greek gods. Atreus and Atreus? No, that's he's from God of War. What's his name? Anyway, one of the gods, he's there.
Zeus.
Zeus, yeah, that's the one. Zeus and Poseidon, and just all of them. They're all on the map, and you just got to kick their ass for them for better weapons. That's essentially the deal. As you can imagine, from the previous season, all of the sort of main name locations have big bosses, and it's similar again here. But now you can get lightning bolts as weapons, which are so much fun. And I really hope and pray they don't get nerfed, because they're a lot of fun and they're very easy to use and very easy to kill with. You can get and get wings, which is fun. You can fly very, very high, and for a pretty decent period of time. You can dive bomb with the wings. You can shoot with the wings. That's a lot of fun. Whilst you're flying over people, you can just take them out from the sky, which is a super fun thing to do. So they've added these really cool little elements that again just kind of adds to the whole fun of Fortnite's Battle Royale. And yeah, so far I'm having a good time. It's only been a couple of days. The launch day was put back by one day. It was about to go live, and then Fortnite went, "Oh, we've uncovered a snag. Hang on a minute, we'll be with you in 8 hours." And then his 8 hours were up, and they said, "We need another 5 more hours to fix this." And yeah, I think it went live at like 3 a.m. the next day. I wasn't up for it, but it was a bit of a crazy launch. But yeah, it's a really, really cool battle pass. They've got some fantastic designs for these Greek gods. And it's Fortnite, so if you're just checking it out, I would. The map is really interesting. It's got some cool just some cool new locations and cool new things to do, along with all the classic Fortnite stuff that you know and love. Isn't that right, everyone? So yeah, If you fancy a bit of a run around, it's got Korra, I think, from The Last Airbender. Is it Avatar: The Last Airbender? I think that's where she's from. As the one of the Battle Pass characters, as kind of like the unlockable one, the same bit that Solid Snake was last time. So if you're into The Last Airbender, yeah, you've got a character there waiting for you. So yeah, all good fun. Free to play, go check it out. And now they throw in Linkin Park songs into Fortnite Festival. So that's been fun, playing Numb and playing Blink-182 stuff. They're really starting to mix it up a bit, which is nice. So you're not playing the same ones over and over again. And yeah, I haven't played Rocket Racing because I'm just scared of it now. Really bored of anything. Now I'm on like Gold Level 3, and it's getting too intense for me. I don't know how I got this far, but I'm having a good time with Fortnite as ever. I got the battle pass. I'm going to crack on with it. I only got 2 months actually on this one, actually, so it's actually quite a small season, quite a short season, I should say. So yeah, if you are listening, want to get to that level 100, I would crack on with it because you haven't got a lot of time. But so far, so good. Good old Fortnite never lets me down. Never lets me down, except for when it let me down last chapter for that jungle season. That was bad. But the rest of them were fine. So you know how it goes. All right, then. I'm going to stop talking for a bit. Miles, I guess it's time for the quiz, is it not?
It is indeed time for the quiz again, Roscoe. Are you
Super.
ready?
I really am.
If you haven't already, I may need a request for the hosting ability,
Oh, for God's sake.
as it is once again the best kind of quiz.
I yield the power for this not to happen, and yet I do it every single week.
Yeah, you could just deny me the
I
opportunity,
could just
to be
say,
fair.
you know what? I'm not going to share the screen this week.
Yeah,
Just
you
give
really
me 10
could.
questions and just shut up.
10 questions and piss off.
Okay,
Don't worry, I'm sure I'll run out of screenshots pretty soon.
it's all done for you.
Thank you, appreciate it. Right, let me just find the quiz. There we
Yoshi.
go. All righty, so usual rules apply. Let me just pull up the box so that I can see your lovely hands go up as and when they need to. Grand. Are we.
Why have you got Andrew Tate's Twitter on your
It's next to Piers Morgan's, it's just natural.
God, what
Got
are
to
you
have them
like?
both up at the same time, and you're not doing it right, you know?
I
Ah, joys. All right, are we ready?
can't think of any funny porno things, so yeah, crack on.
Yeah, I feel
I'm
like that may have been
too
exhausted.
tired for puns tonight.
It's too late on a Sunday for this. All righty.
Tifa Titty Bang.
Oh, that's obvious. Can I just
Oh, we've all got that up.
Yeah, I mean
That's
that's an
enough.
obvious one. I mean, come on. Who doesn't have that? All righty. So, number one, go. Oh, Josh, you were straight on it.
Is Skyrim.
It is indeed Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Well done, sir. Oh dear. Anyway, number two. Josh again.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Star Wars.
I will give that one to you, Josh. It was Battlefront
'Cause
2,
it's
but I will
Battlefront.
it.
Okay, yeah.
But I will accept
Whoa,
it.
are we just accepting any game in the franchise
Listen, you all
now?
complained about it when I was too specific, so now I've made it a bit easier. So now you can't complain.
Wow.
Yep, that's how it is now. Number three, go. Oh, Roscoe.
Oh, God. Persona.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm following the same rule, you are correct. Do you want to
Hey!
have a go at what numbered entry it is?
No.
It's somebody
Five for the
else.
listeners.
Yeah, I'd say five. That's what I was going to say.
Five.
It is indeed five. Well done to all of you. But well done, Roscoe, for getting the point.
Hey.
Number four. Roscoe.
Power Wash Simulator.
It is Power Wash Simulator. Well done, sir.
Is that an
One or
Among Us
two?
character? That's cool.
It's the one that I played, so it counts.
There isn't a Power Wash
There's
Simulator
only
2, all right? Don't listen to him.
there should be.
No, they shouldn't. I'm still fucking on the third level. It takes hours.
I was gonna say, like, I thought it would be a nice chill
Yeah,
game that I could plow through.
whatever that level is, looks like ass. Don't want to play that level.
Yeah,
Yeah, they've really
not
got to put some
about
effort in. Also, shout out to Chris Howard while we're on Power Simulator, who's got the platinum
What?
in Power
Yeah.
Simulator.
It's like the
Fair play to
longest
him.
plat. Fair
I don't know
play.
how he does it. Don't know how he did it.
God damn,
Getting
that
that
is
football up
work.
that slide. Gosh darn it.
Oh my
That
God.
football up the
Honestly.
slide thing, I actually wanted to like break my controller. I've done that trophy, but fucking hell.
I gave
Fucking
up.
hell. The
I was
rage.
about to smash the controller and I was like, no, this is not what I downloaded this game for. Number five, Roscoe.
Street Fighter 2.
Oh, it is Street Fighter 2. You even got the number of it as well.
I'm
That'd
just
be such a
kidding.
cop out if you said Street Fighter.
Honestly, but he did get the exact one.
Actually, it's got the guy in the blue shirt in the back, so it's Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition.
I can't even confirm if that is the case or
In
not.
the
So
original
I'm
Street
just.
Fighter 2, he's got a red shirt.
Oh,
Yeah.
wonderful. That's
Thank you,
impressive.
Chris's Chris Gunning's Encyclopedia, for that knowledge.
Excellent. Fair play. Number six. Oh, Josh, you were just ahead on this one.
Oh, come
Ratchet
on.
and Clank.
Yeah, I suppose so, because you're allowed to say anyone, aren't you now?
I
Yeah.
mean, listen, your complaint, I was too specific before. Yeah,
I know.
is it Rift Apart?
it is ripped apart.
Yes. Yeah. It's too
Well
pretty to
done.
not be.
I was going to
Yeah.
say the graphics are like quite a giveaway for this one. Number seven, Roscoe immediately.
Oh,
That
yeah.
is the awesome Grim Fandango.
It is the awesome Grim
Yes.
Fandango. Excellent. Number eight. Ooh. Oh my God, Roscoe again.
Oh, fuck off,
Davis.
Ross. It's being really slow,
He's
man.
on fire.
Oh, no, it's. I just. Oh, fine.
Again, I just put my hand up and then I try and work it out. That's how I play this game.
Fair.
Beat Saber.
It is Beat Saber. Well done.
Had time to
Good.
Google that.
Can you
Good.
tell me? Can you tell me the exact music track that's being played as well?
This is what I've done by Linkin Park.
Ah, yes, it's definitely, absolutely. That's the best answer, even if it's not the true one. No, number nine. Oh, Cat, you were like a nanosecond ahead of the other two there. Well done.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's OG Theme Hospital.
That is Theme Hospital. Well done. And then number 10 to finish it all off. Oh my
Oh,
God, Roscoe was first.
fuck off, Roscoe. Go on, name which one, and I want the actual one as well.
Is it Baldur's Gate?
She wants the actual one.
Is it a 50-50 split, isn't it, I suppose? Shit. Two.
It's Baldur's Gate 2. Well played, Roscoe. Well played. Which brings us to a resounding winner on the quiz, which is Roscoe with 6 points.
Screw you,
Woo.
Thompson.
To be fair, I think Kat was
Both of you.
like a second behind you on each, like a good few of those. So I think she would have
Yeah.
claimed a few points.
I understand.
Slow, mum. Just slow.
Yeah, very well played. An excellent
I'm
quiz
just
performance.
slow. Anything else? I will.
Would be
Something. I
fast.
would be fast. Yeah.
We.
Everyone else was really fast.
Anyway, well done, Josh, on your 3 months of quiz winning so far this year.
Thank
And
you, I
my
appreciate
victory
it. just wouldn't last.
it.
Don't click the mouse quick enough for Miles to come to me. Anyway, sorry. Carry on.
I mean, this could turn into an entire song. You should like record it.
I did sit down once and try to work out my own version of I'm Just Ken called I'm Just Ross, but
Oh
it
my
just
God.
didn't, I couldn't make it work. It wasn't funny.
Oh, damn. I feel like the world's been denied like prime Roscoe.
Brian Roscoe, yeah. If I could, I'd take it live on Spotify and all available digital platforms. But ergo, it didn't work.
I'd listen to it on repeat.
I know you would. I know you would, bud. Well, thank you very much for the quiz.
That's all right. Well done.
Thank you. It feels good to win one. I haven't been have one for 3 weeks or so.
Back in the saddle.
Nice feeling. Nice feeling indeed. Right then. Let's get to the news. And there isn't a whole lot to get through this week, we might be able to power through this. But there was indeed a Xbox partner preview showcase, which is nice and easy to say, where we saw a selection of Xbox games coming to the console either this year or early next year. And it's fair to say there may not have been any kind of like AAA bangers, but it was a fairly solid conference. We're not going to go through everything. There was actually a lot more announced than I thought there was. So we may not have the time to go through them all, but I'm going to go to highlights for each person. I'll start with Josh, what did you make of the conference then? Did you see anything there that was like, yep, I'm playing that?
Pretty much anything that 11-bit studios are putting out,
Yep,
because
absolutely.
they were all over the showcase. And no, I think the biggest takeaway for me is probably the Sinking City 2. Now,
Boo.
hear me out. I wasn't a massive fan of the first one. I say that as someone who's just like got to the convo bit and was just like, oh, do you know what? I cannot be bothered with this right now. So I just didn't play it because it's a lot of talking, a lot of deducing, and a lot of like detective work and not much else. Very well written, so I heard. But I just didn't have the capacity for something at that pace for the time. However, they've not quite ditched the investigation stuff, but they have pulled back on it a lot and not made it an essential part of the game. And instead, they're turning it into more of a survival horror, which is absolutely something that's my jam. So yeah, it's cool to see Frogwire successfully becoming independent with their franchise, and now with the announcement of this coming next year, I'm all aboard for it. I cannot wait. It's meant to take place around the same time, same area. Just don't know if it follows the same character. Oh, goodbye, Moz. And yeah, I really like the look of that. And then the Altars was another one that I
Yes.
really, really liked the look of. We didn't really get much brand new games announced because I saw this on Edge a few months back. It was on a few issues ago, so I was kind of aware of it, but I didn't really get a feel for it as such because screenshots don't really do games justice sometimes. Watching it happen in real time is where it can really sing. And wow, I cannot wait. The mixture of gameplay elements that you've got. It feels like Fallout Shelter, feels like Returnal, feels like a bit of Subnautica as well, with its kind of like crafting elements. And you kind of have this whole, well, it's like a ring, and then you have all these little rooms that you have all these replicas of yourself that you put through. And it sounds really interesting because this replica system, basically, you create yourself, a version of yourself that has lived a different life somehow. Things that were tangible in your life, but that you decided to go a different way. And that creates a whole personality for this altar, they call them, because the game's called The Altars. And they have their own ambitions, their own goals, and their own problems that come with them. So having to deal with them whilst kind of coming as a team of one, is a really interesting concept, and I can't wait to like dig in and see what more of it's going to be like.
Yes, the Altars looks wild. I'm really looking forward to that. Really, really looking forward to that one. Kat, did you see the showcase or see anything from the showcase that you got any hyped about or looking forward to?
Yeah, I've got to agree. So I didn't see the showcase as such. I just caught up with the roundup of like everything announced, blah blah blah. I've got to agree with Josh. The Altars does look really cool. Yeah, really looking forward to that. It's a really cool concept. Yeah, just looks bang. Also kind of like the look of Creatures of Ava. It kind of feels like a very mature Tachiya. It looks cool. It's like an action adventure situation where you kind of go around the world, take pictures of creatures. I think as well you can control the creatures as well. Like, you know, but gave me like Pokemon Snap vibes at some places. But also, like I said, like that more mature cheer. So that looked really cool. I've never actually played Sinking City, but I have heard good things about it. It's not something that I would jump into necessarily, but yeah, I'm glad for the people who really like that. Yeah, that's about it, really. Those were kind of my highlights.
I only booted Sinking City because the first one, I loathe with a passion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I reviewed it. I gave it like 5 out of 10.
Some
I
people
was
said it
like,
went on for a bit fucking long.
ah. It just never fucking ends. It's so dreary, so miserable. Like, it's like if The Last of Us was depressing. You know what I mean?
Fair enough, fair
It's
enough.
just like,
So you won't be heading into the second one
I shall not. I shall not.
then.
But like you say, I'm happy for those that are excited about it,
Yep.
etc.
Happy for you, or sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I ain't reading all that, but I'm happy for you or sad it happened, you know?
exactly.
Miles, what were your takeaways from the Xbox showcase?
I actually quite liked quite a couple of things from this, which
Quite a
surprised
couple of things.
me. Yeah, I don't know what that phraseology was. Phrasing.
I liked quite a two things. Yes. They were, yes, those two things were great.
But it's definitely more than two, hence the I don't know. You have a nice little tune there, Kat.
Oh, you can't sing in a way. Isn't that nice?
What the fuck? I thought I'd muted myself.
No,
What
you definitely did not.
the
You're just having a nice little hum.
Oh, fuck. What? How fucking cringe is that? Like listening to you, like having a little sing song. Fight. Well, I'll just go fucking die then. Like, you know what
I'm
I
glad you
mean?
didn't say that I
Just
was a fucking
gonna
prick.
Yeah, you could have said anything, Ed.
chuck myself down the fucking stairs. So I'll be right back.
Make sure you hum on the way down, though.
What's really funny? Fuck you, Josh. What's really funny is I'm actually muted on my headset, which is just like a complete betrayal of my technology.
Is so funny. I was like, is he
Oh,
doing it on purpose? Like.
the more I play that back in my head, the more I fucking cringe at that. Yeah, I mean, I could like really call it off and palm it off as, yeah, Miles is so uninteresting. I just thought I'd palm.
I mean, that
Oh well. Anyway,
wrong.
I'm gonna go drown myself in the bath. So I'll peace out. I'll see you later.
Oh,
Oh, cat. Oh.
oh,
Oh, I love you, cat.
Christ. I feel like I might as well just skip my turn now. I feel like there's
No,
no need.
fine. We could just end the whole pod there, man. Like,
Yeah,
let's
let's just call
rip.
it a day. I think we've done it now, to be honest. We've completed the pod.
As good
You
as
know
you're
what?
gonna
I
get,
keep
innit?
replaying it back in my fucking head, and that's just so cringe.
The fun thing
I
is,
never normally hum when I'm muted. I was just like bashing around like Windows tabs, like trying to shut some stuff down. So I was like, Well, anyway, very fucking anyway. Sorry, Miles. It was very rude to interrupt you. I didn't mean to. My headphones
mention
betrayed me. Please continue with how
it.
much you love the Xbox showcase.
Don't mention it. It was quite the nice interlude. yes, so anyway, my quite
The
couple of
fun thing
things that I
is, I'm
like.
not going to cut that out. So it's going to live on the internet for the rest of time.
Amazing. Never
Yeah.
to be lost. Never.
Anyway, what were your couple of things that you liked from the showcase?
My quite couple of things. I thought Unknown 9 looks kind of cool. I'm intrigued to see a bit
Have you
more of
played the
it.
previous eight?
No, I haven't. I didn't
Oh.
even know there was a previous eight. Weirdly.
That well, no one knows what they are, you see, because they're
Because
unknown.
they don't exist.
Yeah, sorry.
Funny you say that though, because I did get Sense 8 vibes for it, which was that Netflix show. Don't know
Ah, see.
why, I never watched it, but I was just like, this looks like Sense 8. And I'm probably completely wrong, but yeah,
Yeah.
carry on.
Maybe it's just like aimed weirdness of it. But yeah, like the body hopping idea of like moving between different things and then chaining different attacks into each other kind of seems quite cool. So I thought that looked great. The altars I was also super interested in. I really liked This War of Mine. I thought that was a really phenomenal game. So the idea of building on that in like a whole new world and universe seems really cool, but I think everybody's quite keen for that one. The Sinking City 2, I have the first one and I never played it. From the sounds of your
Boo.
description, it doesn't look like I missed out on that much. I'm really into Lovecraftian horror stuff, but yeah, I just never got around to playing it. So maybe the second one will get me in. For those who care about it, the Stalker series is excellent, like genuinely really good kind of organic, like player-led experiences. It's like single player stuff, but just the world reacts to you in really kind of realistic ways. And the fact that it's based in like this weird kind of ethereal, like spooky stuff happens, and you don't know whether it's just from the nuclear fallout or whatever, or whether there's genuinely weird ghosts and things going on, makes it really compelling. So they're super interesting games. That trilogy coming out is a pretty good opportunity to jump in before Stalker 2. Then the other one that interests me is Frostpunk. It's a nerd game. Roscoe, it's like your worst nightmare. It's like the city building thing, survival mechanics in like a
Yeah, I'm
hostile
aware of
world.
Frostpunk. I saw it the first, like, trailer for Frostpunk was this cracking CG trailer, and it was so badass. And I was like, oh fuck yeah, let's fucking go. And then like the first gameplay trailer came in like E3, so I was like, yeah, let's do this. And it went, and the camera went top down. I was like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? And then it died there
I
and
love
then.
how there's nothing that ruins a game for you more than the second the camera goes down.
Yeah, it was devastating. Anyway, please continue.
But yeah, it looks like a good nerd game. Again, I own the first one. I haven't had a chance to actually jump into it, but I do really want to prior to two coming out so that I can enjoy two properly. I really like games of this style, and apparently the first one is quite brutal in terms of survival. It's basically like Two Point Campus, but if Two Point Campus hated you and wanted you to suffer for every minute of your existence. So it's, oh no, I don't want to use that analogy. It's the Dark Souls of 2 Point games. And you can run with that. So yeah, that one actually looks quite interesting, and I'm excited to see how they managed to build on the first one once I also get around to playing completing the first one. So yeah, I actually thought there was quite a lot in the showcase that was quite good, and it was nice to see some other games coming out, filling out the lineup for what's looking still a relatively barren year.
Indeed. I thought Sleight of Hand looked pretty cool. I'm not normally into that kind of thing, but I like the CG trailer that they had. There's no gameplay in there. It's not out till 2025, but it's like a hard-boiled detective witchcraft stealth magic game. So I'm like, okay, I'm Sleight of kind of in, kind of in. This lady uses this magic deck of cards to kind of like weave her way through her detective work, and it just sounds quite unique and quite interesting. So I should be keeping an eye on that one. Yeah, I mean, Alters, we've talked about Alters. It looks awesome. Really looking forward to that. And yeah, that was kind of it really for me. I'm sure, you know, all of this is going to Game Pass, so anything that, you know, looks even slightly interesting, I will give a go. Is it too late to jump into Final Fantasy Online? I don't know. I think it might be. So I might pass on that for now. I haven't got time. I've got to play Rebirth. There's no time for online games, you know. Yeah, I'm with Kat on Creatures of Ava. That looks very interesting. I liked the kind of Tashia reference. I didn't actually capture that, so that is quite interesting. So I think I may keep an eye on that one. Also, yeah, so that's probably it. So yeah, not a massive showcase for me, but what I did see, Sleight of Hand, The Alters, and Creatures of Ava are kind of my top three, I think, from the show. Looking very exciting for kind of like the double A, should we say, of the Game Pass lineup that's coming this year. Looks very, very cool. Right then, let's talk about some good news in the game industry, finally. Let's talk about those guys over at Capcom, because they can put not a foot wrong, as you can see by all the sales they've had in the last 5 to 10 years. Capcom is increasing its starting salary in Japan by more than 25%. Existing employees will also get a bonus and a rise in salary. This is Chris Scullion over at VGC. Capcom has announced that it will be increasing its starting salary in Japan by more than 25%. At the moment, the existing pay for a new graduate hire is 235,000 yen per month, which is around about £1,500. But beginning in 2025 fiscal year, the company will change this to 300,000 yen per month, which is currently $2,000. Quote, with this increase in starting salary, Capcom is pursuing further investment in human capital with the acquisition of exceptional talent, a Capcom statement reads. As well as the increase in starting salary, current employees, including those who would join in the 2024 fiscal year, will be given a one-time special payment, which Capcom describes as an investment in the people who support the future of the company. Existing salaries will also be raised in the fiscal year 2024 by an average of more than 5%. Now, you're probably wondering, why are we talking about game salaries? Well, if you've been keeping any kind of a close eye or ear on the industry recently, companies are just throwing people out. They're just getting rid of thousands and thousands and thousands of game developers at this present moment, and it's very, very depressing. So to read a story like this is hugely exciting, and shows that Capcom are really pioneering and moving the way forward. Of course, Japan have very different laws than here in the West in terms of employee rights, and so they're not just going to sack 10,000 people. They look for ways to improve the business with the team they have rather than getting rid of them for some bizarre financial gain. And so it's a wonderful thing. The same way that Nintendo did way back in the day when the late Satoru Iwata halved his salary so they could pay his employees back in the day. Oh, what a legend. Miles, good news, yes?
Wonderful news in a sea of what's been absolutely shit news for most of the past year and a half to 2 years. I think we've been talking about how Capcom have been killing it on their games front, and they've been doing it without having to rely on a buttload of live service failure games. They're treating their staff well, actually, giving them the pay rise that they've earned. These are the people who have done the work that have built these games that we've enjoyed so much. And, it's been hit after hit after hit. They're delivering absolute quality with almost every release. And they're good, well-made games that aren't grubby or scroungy. There are microtransactions in them, but they're very fair and totally ignorable if you don't want to pay into them. And I think the fact that Capcom are rewarding the people who have made them is a nice sight to see and should be the standard of the industry, sadly, not the exception that they are. And I think, as it kind of alluded to in the post, the Japanese kind of developers and publishers in general are treating their staff much, much better than Western ones. And it's just a sad state that it isn't the norm across the entire industry, regardless of what part of the world you live in. And the thing is, Capcom are a big publisher. They're doing great, but they're not as big as some of the others who have been laying people off and gloating of record profits and then sacking people literally the day afterwards. So it's really pleasing to see a company that's doing games the right way and also is rewarding its employees the correct way as well. And yeah, let's just celebrate Capcom and let's buy all of their games and celebrate the fact that they're treating their staff so well. And hopefully the rest of the industry will follow suit when they see how successful they are. So, yeah, a nice story at least for once.
And shout out to Exoprimal.
Ah, oh, Exoprimal. What a game.
Still getting content. People are still playing that thing, man.
I know that the player base is dwindling, but it's still going. There's still a few people, myself included, who are hopping on every now and then to shoot some dinosaurs and have a good time.
They must appear to have enough players to keep it going. I'm very proud of them. I'm very happy
I
about
still
that.
cannot believe that game is still going, 9 months on from release. It's wonderful.
It's amazing that we can go, wow, 9 months on from release. Well done, game.
Yeah, well
That's
done,
how
Exoprimal.
bad live service games are currently.
It really is. It's managed to really beat the odds compared to some of the other ones we've had.
Absolutely. Cap, should we all go and move to Japan and get jobs at Capcom?
Yeah, probably.
You still singing?
Yeah, no, I was that was the point. Anyway,
Yeah, thank you. Okay, good.
Yeah, I think as well, like it kind of alludes to what I said last week as well. Like, I think Miles put it in a really good way, and I think it alludes to what I said, like the meaning of what it shows, and I guess it's telling other game companies, like the staff shouldn't be where you're making your cuts. And actually the staff are the most valuable thing about the gaming industry. You know, if you do not have the staff to be able to develop, quality assure, quality test, produce, you know, sketch, draw, technically implement, you know, you ain't got a fucking game. So I think it
True.
says a lot when, you know, there's one, you know, we've got Rockstar last week who made a load of layoffs, just like a lot of other companies, but then you've got Capcom being like, this is what the staff mean to us. And yes, there are legal laws, but equally they didn't have to do that. And it shows a lot, and it's saying a lot about the gaming industry and also Capcom as a kind of business.
Yeah, hooray for Capcom. Hooray for Capcom. Josh, all good news. I can't see anything bad coming of this, right? Right?
No.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a loaded question, only because I say this as someone who is a fan of Capcom games. I'm not waiting for them to miss, but I'm dreading the moment if and when it happens. It's not going to come anytime soon because Dragon's Dogma 2 is coming out literally in 10 days from now, and that's going to sell like hotcakes. So they've got another hit literally right around the corner, and they've had about six more. And I just love how they are cultivating smaller games. We kind of brushed past it when we were talking about the Xbox partner preview, but they had a game there too. It's not like a massive game, but it's called Kinitsugami, Path of the Goddess, and that looked really interesting. And I think they're just kind of I don't know, they're just diversifying their portfolio at the same time as kind of mitigating loss by just having decent expectations for their games. And I also think that we have had enough time now to call Exoprimal a quadruple game. Fuck Skull and Bones.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, it's just not, it's cool to see, and it's really it's really transparent about Sony basically chucking their only like UK development teams under the bus to make a bit of profit. Because if they, if they can, they will. In Japan, it's a lot harder to sack people. Through word of mouth, I've heard that it's very hard to get a job over there. But as soon as you're in, you are locked in. They cannot fire you. So they might just put you in a little corner so you can't do anything, you can't mess up anything, but you're still getting paid to be there. So, well, one day maybe our countries can do the same thing where we just have the notion of sustainability rather than profitability. That's what I hope.
One can only hope. So yeah, good on Capcom, and yeah, we're very excited to see what you do next. Obviously, you got a new Monster Hunter coming. I would presume there's another Resi remake coming. We're not entirely sure which one it's going to be yet. Maybe remaking Resi 5 will be their downfall, Mars.
Yeah, that could be the one that goes very, very wrong. Then again, if Capcom managed to pull it off, then it just proves how good they are if they somehow manage to.
I think they will. I think they will.
I do as well. I actually really think they've nailed this whole thing. Like, they just seem to get what their audience want. And I think Resi 6 would be a step too far, though. I don't think there's any redeeming that game.
No.
Ooh. Yeah. If you don't know
Unless they do
why.
like a whole remake rebirth situation with Resi 6 and just add Ethan Winters into it for no reason and he's just God.
Could you imagine if they're like, you know what, this game was so bad, we're not even going to try and remake it as it is. We're just going to build a whole new Resident Evil 6, and we're going to make that the canon one.
Yeah,
I'm in.
exactly.
Sign me up. All right then, let's get to the BAFTA Game nominations. This week, the nominations for the BAFTA Game Awards were released, and once again, it's looking like a good night for Baldur's Gate 3, and of course for Spider-Man: Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. And Alan Wake 2, all getting 8 nominations. I'm going to power through them as quick as I can. And you know how it goes. I'm going to ask the guys who they think is going to win. So we'll do this as quick as we possibly can. There's a lot less awards here than there is at the Game Awards. So we should be able to power through this relatively quickly. So here we go. We're going to go from the top, the BAFTA Game Awards 2024 nominations, EE Players' Choice. We've got Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk, Fortnite, Tears of the Kingdom, Lethal Company, or Spider-Man 2. Kat, what do you think?
I think Bob's Gate's gonna win that one.
Baldur's Gate 3. Miles?
BG3.
BG3. And Josh?
Lethal Company.
Yeah, of course, it's gonna be Lethal Company. What are people
I
talking
mean,
about?
obviously. I
We
think so.
shall see. We shall see. That's the only one the players actually get to vote on, so gonna be interesting. British game. Set Beasts, Dead Island 2, Disney Illusion Island, which I still haven't played, Football Manager 2024, Viewfinder, and Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Realms of Ruin. Josh.
I think I would like either Cassette Beasts or Viewfinder to win that.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on Viewfinder. Mars?
Dead Island 2. I'm kidding. Viewfinder.
Okay. Kat?
Yeah, I'm also a vote for Viewfinder.
All right, nice one. Okay. Narrative. Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Dredge, Final Fantasy 16, Tears of the Kingdom, Jedi Survivor. Miles.
This is a tougher one. I reckon Alan Wake 2 will actually win this.
Interesting. Interesting. Kat?
I agree. I think it's between Alan Wake 2 and Baldur's Gate. I think it'd be silly not to have Baldur's Gate not win it, but considering this one, Alan Wake 2 won at the Game Awards, I wouldn't be surprised if Alan Wake took it home.
Okay. Josh.
Yeah, I'm in agreement as well.
Alan Wake 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Technical achievements, Alan Wake 2, Final Fantasy 16, Horizon Call of the Mountain, Tears of the Kingdom, Spider-Man 2, Starfield. Cat, what do you think?
Achievement. I feel like I don't know if it is going to win it, but it's more of an opinion that if Horizon does win it, because it was the first game, one of the first games to release on VR2, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think Spider-Man will win it just because, like, it's a sequel. I'll go wild card and I'll pick Horizon.
Okay. Calling the mountain. Miles.
It's definitely the 10 years already outdated Starfield.
Fucking
I'm kidding. Oh, amazing. A Skyrim full of stars. I'm going to pick
best
Tears of the
highlight of
Kingdom
the
for
year.
this one. I think people really like Tears of the Kingdom, and I think the design of it is really intuitive, and I think people will vote for it on that basis.
Interesting. You're picking a Switch game as technical achievement.
I know. I know. Listen to
Interesting.
me. Who am I?
Josh, have you got another shocker for this one?
Potentially, I think it might go to Final Fantasy 16.
Ooh,
What, for
now.
those wonderfully designed side quests?
It's got to be for
If
the
we're
boss
going
fights.
tech, if we're going technical achievement, the amount they managed to pull off and seamlessly, because they only designed it for the PlayStation 5, there's so much in it that's on the back end of what's working and how seamless the whole presentation of the game is that it's, I would say it's a technical achievement
Fair
overall
enough.
compared to everything else.
Fair enough.
Why isn't there awards for just demos? Because that the Final Fantasy 16 demo was astonishing.
The best demo
Yeah.
of a generation.
It made me want to buy the game, and that's never happened before.
As well, this game came out bugless at launch with no patch. So.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got Final Fantasy 16, Horizon Call of the Mountain, and Tears of the Kingdom. I'm gonna go Spider-Man 2, just to mess with y'all. And we'll all see who wins. I mean, the last half hour of Spider-Man 2 was unbelievable to watch. And
Yeah.
I
Even the opening
was.
scene. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
That fast travel
yeah.
as well.
And the fight with Sandman, like Kat said, was amazing from a technical standpoint. So, I think it's in with a shot. All right, then. Game design. This is where we get a bit indie. Cocoon, Day of the Diver, Dredge, Tears of the Kingdom, Spider-Man 2, and Viewfinder. This is a tough one. Josh, what do you think?
I think Cocoon is a bit of a underdog, but it's just genuinely impressive to be able to do the whole game in two buttons. So I want to go for Cocoon for sure.
Miles?
I'm also going to go for Cocoon, just on the basis of the category itself, not it having to be an indie. But I do like Dave the Diver as well, but I think its ideas have been taken from other games already. So yeah, I'm going to say Cocoon.
Cats.
Yeah, I agree. Just because of the title of the award.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Cocoon on this one. It's just, if you haven't played it, go and play it. It's absolutely fantastic. It makes you feel so bloody clever and so stupid all at the same time. And that's why I love it. Okay, animation. Alan Wake 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Hogwarts Legacy, Spider-Man 2, Jedi Survivor, Mario Brothers Wonder. Cats, what do you think?
Animation. I wonder if Spider-Man 2 might get that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. For sure. Mars?
Hi-Fi Rush, baby. I'd only played like a couple hours of this, but I absolutely loved the animation style of it, and I think it's really unique. So I'm going to say Hi-Fi Rush.
All right. Josh.
Yeah, I do want to go for the same. This one is probably I've played them all more or less apart from Hogwarts Legacy, so, but I think Hi-Fi Rush has the most interesting sort of style.
Yeah, against its competitors, Hogwarts doesn't really stand a chance, I don't
Yeah.
think. The rest of the two. Hogwarts is great in terms of animation, but there's nothing, it's not doing anything unique or special in that regard.
Yeah. It's going for realism.
Yeah, exactly. In the 1900s, Hogwarts. I'm going to go Mario Brothers Wonder on this.
Yeah.
I was so blown away by the animation in that game, and like the little bit, you just got to notice the little things that they do in those levels. And when you actually get a flower and the whole The level goes completely nuts. It's such an amazing moment. So yeah, I'm going to stick with Mario Brothers on that one. Artistic achievements: Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Cocoon, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 16, Hi-Fi Rush. Mars, what have you got for this one?
This is actually where I would go for Final Fantasy 16 because my highlights of it were its spectacular boss battles and the world design. Like the look of the world itself was just phenomenal in places. And I think it really kind of would deserve this one. I think it was probably the highlight of the game most consistently. I think Hi-Fi Rush, again, for the same reasons as the previous one, I would also like to see with it, but also Final Fantasy 16.
Okay, interesting. Kat.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. And Josh.
My heart says Cocoon, but I think it might be Alan Wake 2 just because of what it manages to pull off with its mixed media stuff.
I was going to say Alan Wake 2, but I think that's got the next one sewn up. So I might stick with Miles and go Final Fantasy 16. I think the artistic achievement of that opening fight that we played in the demo blew me away to such a degree that I bought the game that I didn't want to play. So I think I've got a yeah. I think
Can't be
Mars has
for
got a great
nothing.
yeah. I think Mars has got a great point. So yeah, I might stick with Final Fantasy 16 on that one. Okay, audio achievement. We've got Alan Wake 2, Modern Warfare 3. Yikes! Hi-Fi Rush, Tears of the Kingdom, Spider-Man 2, Jedi Survivor. Kat, where are you going for audio achievement?
Oh, I'm very surprised that something shitty like Forza isn't in this because it always wins something like that. Let's
Yeah.
go for Hi-Fi Rush.
Let's go for Hi-Fi Rush. Yeah, absolutely. Josh.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Hi-Fi Rush.
Okay. Mars.
Hi-Fi Rush, baby.
Okay. Well, Hi-Fi Rush it is all across the board. But I think Alan Wake 2 is also within a shot of that one. We haven't played Tears of the Kingdom. I haven't played that anyway, so I really don't know.
No.
We're such a bad podcast that we haven't played Tears of the Kingdom, but none of us have, which is hilarious. Music: Alan Wake 2, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Baldur's Gate 3, Tears of the Kingdom, Spider-Man 2, Jedi Survivor. Miles, where are you going here?
I honestly have no idea with this one, and I feel like Final Fantasy kind of missed out on this because its soundtrack is actually very
Yeah.
good.
Yep, I agree.
And I would have actually gone Final Fantasy 16 if it was on here. So in its
Same.
stead, I'm gonna go with, I don't know why Mirage is on here, if I'm honest. I'm just gonna say Baldur's Gate 2, 3.
Josh.
Maybe Mirage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
State your case.
I just think that they get really good musicians on board to match the periods so well. And whilst I've not heard any of Mirage, I can attest to that being throughout the other Assassin's Creed that the music is so involving of the time and the period that I think maybe it's got a shot. And the other games just don't stand out to me as such as being so amazing. That's it.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. Kat.
Yeah, I agree. I was also gonna go for Mirage for that reason, is I don't think Baldur's Gate is gonna win like a sound one. The others are a bit like, oh, okay. And Mirage, I do remember, I don't play a lot of AC myself, but something that always people have to bring up is the music and soundtrack. So
Yeah.
I agree. I think because they do such specific periods of time or folklore in some sense, like whether it be pirates or whatever, I think, yeah, I think it will win for that basis.
You had to drop a Taylor Swift reference there, didn't you? Yeah, I see what you did
Always.
there. Yeah, I think I'll stick with the Mirage on this one. So, yeah, second Miles. Three against one on that one, baby.
Fair enough.
I would be Final Fantasy 16 too, to be fair, if it was on there.
I think I would as well. Okay, performer in a supporting role, which is an interesting new addition to the BAFTAs. Was it there last year? I can't remember. Maybe it was. Andrew Wincott for Baldur's Gate 3, Deborah Wilson for Jedi Survivor, Ruth Innocent for Final Fantasy 16, Sam Lake for Alan Wake 2, Tony Todd for Spider-Man 2, or Tracy Willis for Baldur's Gate
It's
3.
wild.
Wiles, I apologize, Tracy Wiles. You're amazing. You are in your supporting role.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a count on this one. What do you think?
I would love to see Tracy Wiles get it. She plays Jahira. Jahira has been in it from OG days. So you've got to be thinking like 20 something years. And I think that that is a fucking long time to wait for an award. So I feel like she should get it because she does have a kind of small cameo, and that's a real love letter to the fans. So my heart is with her.
Alrighty. Josh.
I think I'm in a similar boat. I think it will go to either Baldur's Gate actor. However, Cid, Ralph Ineson's performance, love him. Deborah Wilson slaps in every single role she does. But it would be so funny to see Sam Lake win an award for acting when he's like, he's the creative director of Remedy. He is not an actor, yet he's nominated. I think that's hilarious. And also, God, I love Tony Todd, and his voice in Venom was great too. But yeah, I would say either one of the Baldur's Gate 3 nominations.
Yeah, we'll be the first one there. Am I right in thinking that Senua is actually a developer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Like she stood in one day for motion capture and they were like, wait a minute,
You
you're
should
quite good
be
at
her.
this.
Yeah, she did the test demo for it and they were like, oh my God, you're so good. You just want to do the whole role. And she's like, yeah. And they're like, cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. I'm gonna go just because I loved it, I'm gonna go Tony Todd. His Venom was just so good. And I don't really have a close connection to really anything else.
There's not a
So
bad pick on this one.
no,
That's what I'll
no.
say.
Yeah, okay. Performing in the leading role, we've got Emilia Tyler for Baldur's Gate 3, Cameron Monaghan versus Jedi Survivor, Najee Keita for Spider-Man 2, that's Miles Morales, isn't it? Neil Newbun for Baldur's Gate 3, Samantha Beert for Baldur's Gate 3, and Yuri Lowenthal for Spider-Man 2. So it's going to Spider-Man 2 or Baldur's Gate 3. What's it going to be, Miles?
I'm going to say Yuri Lowenthal, but because of his performance in Helldivers 2.
Winning
Validity!
for the wrong game, but for the right actor, nice.
Yeah.
Josh?
This is Neil Newbon's award straight up, isn't it? I think
It seems that way.
Game Awards is the preceded this. He won that. I don't see why he wouldn't win this.
Yeah, I think it's Neil Newborn's. I just want to also preface, I just quickly looked up if Tracy Wiles is the voice of the original Jahira. Turns out she's not. But turns out she was a voice in Divinity of Sin, which just continuously makes my fucking point that it's a Divinity of Sin 3 game. Oh, just, oh. Anyway, Tracy still might be getting
Lariat
it. But Neil, yeah, I think Neil's going to get this one.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't have a connection to it personally, but given the way the wind blows and all the other awards, it seems unfair if he doesn't get a BAFTA as well. So yeah, good for him. Okay, debut game. We've got Cocoon, David Diver, Dredge, Stray Gods, the role playing musical, Venba, and Viewfinder. Josh.
Oh, this one's so hard.
Tough, isn't it?
I would love Venba. I would love Dredge. And I would love Cocoon. I want to say it's going to be Cocoon.
Miles?
Go and dive in with Dave, mate.
Diving with Dave.
You're
Diving
diving
with
with Dave.
Dave.
Diving with Dave.
Dreaming
Cat.
on a Barbie.
I think it's going to be Cocoon, but I'd love to see Dredge or Dave win it. I think Dave's got a better shot than Dredge. I'd love to see Dredge win it, but I think it is going to go to Cocoon.
I'd love it to go to Viewfinder or Cocoon, but I think it will be a either Dave the Diver or Dredge.
Yeah,
Do you
Dave was
reckon?
too big of a splash.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
one of them's got to get a BAFTA tonight. You know, I mean, not tonight, but you know, well, but in our awards, we haven't given one to either of them yet. So let them have one. But yeah, I think this is between Dave and Dredge. All right, game beyond entertainment. Chants of Sinnar. Goodbye, Volcano High. T'Chia, Terran Ill, Thirsty Suitors, and Venba. Miles, you get thirsty for those suitors.
Oh, I'm always thirsty for the suitors. I've not
Yeah, go
played
on.
any of these, but I know people really like Tachiya, and Goodbye Volcano High also looked really cool when I saw Josh play some of it. And because it's music based, I'm just going to say Goodbye Volcano High.
The Chia is good, in my opinion. I don't know if it was great, but it was good.
It looked distinctly like, yeah, as you described, like a good game, but it's not going to like set your world alight.
It's ukulele playing left a lot to be desired after the experience of The Last of Us Part Two. Put it that way. Cap.
Think Bumble might get this one, because I haven't played it, but I've heard a lot about it, and I've heard a lot about like how it celebrates food in culture, and I think that Beyond the Experience tells stories and it brings up stories when people are reviewing it. I can imagine they spoke about their experience with that. And I've seen on Twitter the conversations that arise from Venba. And I think that's just really cool. So I hope Venba gets it.
All right. And Josh.
Three of these games managed to make me cry.
Wow.
and that is Vember, Thirsty Suitors, and Goodbye Volcano High. So I would be happy with either of those three winning it.
All right. Yeah, me too. I think I might. Gun to my head, I'd say Goodbye Volcano High.
Me too.
But yeah, it's a cracking category, and no one's a loser there, I don't think. Evolving game, Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy 14 Online, Fortnite, Forza Horizon 5, Genshin Impact, No Man's Sky. Josh, where's your money going for your live services?
It'd be a bit of a meme if Cyberpunk 2077 would get it, but I feel like it's definitely got the front running for this. I don't want as No Man's Sky always wins it, so I do want someone different, but I think I'll go with No Man's Sky.
Okay. Cat.
Yeah, my answer is very similar to Josh's. It's like, No Man's Sky has, I think, got it forever since I've been following the BAFTAs. And I think Cyberpunk bringing up DLC is banter. So, yeah. What were the other nominees again?
Fortnite, Forza Horizon, Genshin Impact, and Final Fantasy.
Be surprised if Fortnite got it, as like a little celebration for the band stuff and the fact that it's still going and still very, very successful, breaking servers at one point in the year. So I'm gonna go
That's so
Fortnite.
true. They did smash it, didn't they?
Yeah, the Lego stuff as well. And but
Yeah.
yeah, there was at one point where the servers you couldn't get on for about an hour.
11 million players
So
in one day.
yeah, so that's my good, that's gonna be my. Oh, should go.
Miles, what do you think?
I actually think Cyberpunk will take this because I think the update 2.0, coupled with the impressive success of the DLC, was like the final redemption moment of its arc. It's finally come full circle and achieved what it was meant to in the first place. And I think a lot of people really got on board with that. And I think that might carry it to the win on this category this time.
Phantom Liberty is great. It is a very, very cool DLC.
Everything I've heard is apparently just great. And everyone who's jumped back in has said how different the experience is now that it's fixed.
The problem is, they still didn't give it to reviewers on launch day.
Yeah, they
And
need to
I'm still
learn.
pissed about it. I'm gonna get Fortnite because it's my baby, okay? It's my boy. I can't
My
not.
boy.
It's my
My
boy.
boy.
I gotta look out for my boy, you know what I mean? So yeah, it never wins these things. But I think it's had a cracking job this year. It's had a hell of a year, like Kat said. So yeah. I'm gonna go for my boy Fortnite. I love you, man. I love you so much. Family game, we're getting there, don't worry, guys. I promise. Only a few to go. Family, Cocoon, Dave the Diver, Disney Illusion Island, Hi-Fi Rush, Hogwarts Legacy, Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Miles, this is definitely your category.
Yeah, this is definitely my bag, isn't it? As much as I hate to say it, I think Super Mario Brothers Wonder will win it. I
Mario Brothers
actually,
Wonder is a fucking incredible game.
I was about to say I didn't actually have a terrible time when I played it, which for a Mario game is probably the highest accolade I can ever give it. So yeah, I'm gonna say it's that one.
Josh.
Family get family award, Nintendo award. It's Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Interesting, there was only one Nintendo game in this category.
Yeah, but they always take it. So, and if it's the
Yeah.
only one, then it's gonna be Wonder.
Kat, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Family means Nintendo usually, and yeah, gonna be Mario.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. But it is bloody good. You know, so it is a bloody good game.
Fine.
It's not. I'm sorry, what?
I purposely went out and bought this, right, at Christmas as a Christmas present to myself. I've played about 3 hours, 4 hours. It's fine. I've not gone back to it. I'm annoyed, really, that I haven't got a CEX in me that I can trade it in for, but YOLO.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry about that. I mean, it was good. Great Mario game, but, like, yeah, I was just a bit like, oh, I think it was because I went in with the wrong impression. So I went in with thinking that it was going to be like Galaxy. And it's more like level by level. It's more like the old school Mario's, but just really like souped up. So that was probably a me problem. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. Hi. So yeah.
Me see. Very well. Let's move on. Multiplayer: Baldur's Gate 3, Call of Duty: Modern Warfare 3, Diablo 4, Forza Motorsport, Party Animals, Mario Brothers Wonder. Josh, where are you going for multiplayer?
To see Party Animals here.
Yeah.
I maybe Diablo 4.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Interesting. Miles.
Well, first I'm going to say Modern Warfare 3 should absolutely be nowhere near this category or any category for that matter, for a start.
Agree. Yeah.
Diablo 4, I'm a bit torn with. It did have some multiplayer integration, but the PvP was a broken mess when it first launched, and the integration was already there in the previous one as well. I'm going to say Party Animals because it sounded really fun,
Yay.
and I like to see something like that win every now and then. So it's the kind of category it should win.
Cat.
It would be super awesome if Party Animals got it. Well, yeah, honestly, I laughed. I was in such a fun mood, and I laughed so hard playing that game with you, Ross. I do think, however, Diablo 4 might get this.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think Plant Animals had the legs. I don't know if it's still banging. I think, yeah, I think although Diablo 4 has apparently pissed off a lot of its player base recently.
Wow, with whatever player base is left, which is very little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think critics at the start of at the start of game launches really influenced these wins, and Diablo 4 reviewed really well.
I'd love to see Party Animals win. I think it might go to Baldur's Gate. Just because Baldur's Gate is just a powerhouse, isn't it, at the moment? And I don't think anything else on this list really compares.
Gonna say Baldur's Gate could walk away with all of these, and we wouldn't even be remotely surprised.
I mean,
True.
next year, if Helldivers doesn't get best multiplayer, I'm gonna cry.
Oh, God.
All right, two more. New IP, Chants of Sinnoh, Dave the Diver. Oh, why have I never heard of Chants of Sinnoh? Dave the Diver, Dredge, Hi-Fi Rudge, Jusant, and Viewfinder. Kat, where are you going here?
Oh, wait, sorry, what was the category?
New IP, so new intellectual
No
property.
IP, Dave the Diver. Because it's already
Dave.
got a really fucking cool expansion out.
Now, I've got a song called Just the Time Bomb, and if you sing Dave the Diver in the chorus, it fits perfectly.
Yeah,
Dave the Diver! Anyway, Miles.
Dave the Diver or Hi-Fi Rush. Either or, perfectly happy with either of them to win. To be fair, this category is just very good in general, so either of those will be
It
good.
is. Jusant is also awesome. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Josh, yeah, where are you going?
I think I'm going to go Dredge because I feel like it's got legs for a sequel. It's got legs for, well, we've already had a DLC. We could have more DLC. So I think it's got the chance of being more than just the game. Jusant is very singular. So yeah, I want to go for Dredge.
Okay. I'm going to go Hi-Fi Rush. I reckon there'll be a Hi-Fi Rush 2 around the corner
That's
in
good
the not too
shout too.
distant future. Especially if it does well on PlayStation. Also, I can see a sequel to Viewfinder as well. So, I don't know. I'm going to go Hi-Fi Rush. I'm going to go Hi-Fi Rush. And finally, best game. Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Dave the Diver, Tears of the Kingdom, Spider-Man 2, Mario Brothers Wonder. Kat, where are you going for best game?
Well, I think Divinity Sin 3 is going to get this one.
Okay, yep, I know that one. Miles?
The best Baldur's Gate game.
Ah,
Fuck off, Miles.
Josh?
It's Baldur's Gate 3, it's not even a question.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. It would be amazing if Mario Brothers Wonder just runs away with best game. But I don't see it happening, sadly. Tears of the Kingdom could squeeze in there. Maybe BAFTA do like to mix it up, but
yeah.
Baldur's Gate, yeah, Baldur's Gate is going to take it. So yeah, those are what we think are going to win the BAFTA Game Awards, which will take place on Thursday, April the 11th, and it'll be streamed at 7 p.m. on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Or X, depending on what mood you're in. All right, then, let's get to recommendations. This is so we find something throughout the week that we want to share with you, our loyal listener, whether it be a game, a movie, a TV show, a comic book, a controller, or a cool little projector that puts lights and sparkles and stuff on your wall. I'm just looking at things in my room currently. Kat, do you want to kick us off with a recommendation?
Go on, Dan. So I do not listen to enough like albums. I'm a sucker for just like a playlist or anything like that. But Ariana Grande's new album came out, Eternal Sunshine. A lot of people say that a lot of the songs are about Mac Miller because that was his favorite film and that's who she's dedicated the album to. But, you know, she has just fucked off of SpongeBob and left her marriage. So who knows who it's really about. But there are some bops on there. It was a good, like, I was cooking today and I had it on in the background. And it is like a dance in your kitchen kind of album. So, yeah, I'll give that a little recommend. If you just have something that you don't know what you want to listen to, I'd put on that.
All right. Thank you. Next. See you later.
Nice.
Miles, your recommendation.
Mine is a very interesting one, and it's courtesy of Joe, famous for our four-hour-long Linkin Park podcast. He introduced us to Studio 666, which is a movie, a horror comedy, featuring the Foo Fighters.
It sure is.
And it was one of the experiences I've had this year, or probably in the last 5 years. I was on a roller coaster with this movie. It is wildly entertaining, but it's also one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. And it's wonderful. It's gory. It's sort of scary at moments when it wants to try to be. And then most of the time, it's just ridiculous and stupid, but it's wonderful. And it's Dave Grohl just having a good time. So yeah, fully recommend it. Give it a watch. And shout out to Joe for the introduction to it.
Where can we find it? Is it on a streaming service?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix! All right.
Woo!
Yeah, I watched it a while back. It is wondrous and ridiculous, as you said.
Did you enjoy it too, or was it more
God, I loved it.
Adored. Loved it.
It's very difficult to not love Dave Grohl and just basically anything.
That is very, very true. But he didn't get his extra ranch, and that is a problem.
Wait for the sequel. If there is, there probably won't be one. But you never know. Josh, your recommendation?
I'm going to recommend a YouTube channel, but more specifically the video that they just released recently. The YouTube channel is called Boy Boy, B-O-Y-B-O-Y. And the video that they just dropped is called We Snuck Into a CIA Base in the Aussie Outback. And that is exactly what they just tried to do. The channel itself isn't political, but it talks about world politics in a way that is sort of satirical, funny, but also really informational. Because these guys are from Australia, it's a lot of Australian history and kind of like the politics that run there. But what they're talking about in this video is that America have a CIA base in Australia, and no one really did anything about it. They definitely had the chance to say no. There were some opposing figures, but for some reason, they're still there, like decades later. And they just wanted to turn up and see what would happen. And hilarity ensues. They're quite funny guys. And it's a really interesting piece of history that I would never have known about had I not watched the video. And they do loads of videos like these, where they just have commentary about the state of other YouTubers or just kind of like countries and all that stuff. It can get quite serious and it is very factual, and it can be hard hitting, some of the videos that they do, but they try and do a bit of a comedic spin on it, so it's not like just dour content. But yeah, definitely worth checking out because it's a really funny video. Think of them as like shortish documentaries.
I'll check it out. Absolutely. I'm always into that conspiracy stuff. That sounds really interesting. What's my recommendation? My recommendation is Tenacious Motherfucking D. For Kung Fu Panda 4, Jack Black and Cole, yes, of course, the wonders of Tenacious D, have covered Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. And it is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. So go to your nearest music digital downloading streaming service right now, press play, and just enjoy it for 3.5 minutes because it is just wondrous. And well, I can't really recommend anything higher than that. It's the best thing that I've seen this week. So do go and check that out. I listened to it today at work very loudly, and it made me very happy. So yeah, go and check it out. Tenacious D, Baby One More Time on Spotify, Apple, all the places. All right then, well, ladies and gentlemen, that does bring a solemn end to the Finger Guns podcast. Thank you all very much indeed for listening. Don't forget, if you want to follow us, you can follow us absolutely everywhere. Just go to the link tree in the description below to find us in all the places. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can at FNGRGNS. All of our individual handles are in the description below. Except for Mars, of course, he's smart and not on Twitter. If you really like what we do, you want to follow our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can keep this podcast live on its various podcast hosting services and keep the website nice and shiny. And hey, if you really like what we do, why not give us a review? If you're a Spotify or an Apple user, you can go on to the podcast page and give us a 5-star and a little bit of a review if you like. If you really like what we do, give it a 5 stars. If you don't like what we do, give it a 5 stars. It doesn't matter to you, but it really matters to us. Keeps us in the searchability in the gaming podcast on both of those services and keeps us live on them and recommended. So that would be great. I know a few of you have out there already. Thank you very much indeed. We need more of you though. And give us a But that's it. We will see you next week for more gaming shenanigans. It is goodbye from Kat.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Josh Thompson.
Bye, everyone.
And then it's goodbye from Miles Thompson.
Farewell.
And I will leave you with this thought. Is Chewbacca's dick a man dick or a dog dick? I've been Roscoe. See you next time on the Finger Guns Podcast.